A budget boost has been locked in for a major infrastructure project on the Sunshine Coast ahead of the delivery of the federal budget on Tuesday. A crucial $1.15 billion investment's been committed to ensure the new rail line will be ready and in operation for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Member for Caloundra, Jason Hunt, says the extra funds will allow the state government to begin construction on the $5.5 billion project in 2026.
That'll get it 19 kilometres to Caloundra. So from Biwa to Caloundra with two stations included, one in Narimba and one in Caloundra. Biggest spur line I think the state government has ever built.
The rail corridor for stages 2 and 3 to Batinia and Maroochydore will be preserved for future construction. A woman's been transported to Skoo in a stable condition following an earlier single-vehicle rollover at Budrum. The crash happened at the intersection of Dixon Road and Karawatha Drive just before 3 a.m. The woman suffered facial injuries. Local artists have until the end of this week to enter the Sunshine Coast Art Prize. The yearly comp offers a $35,000 prize pool and is open to Australian contemporary artists working in any 2D and new media. And in sport now to basketball, and the Sunshine Coast Phoenix women's head coach Rachel McCulley says the team will continue to build after the women's NBL 1 North side secured their first win of the season at home against the Cairns Dolphins on Saturday night. The final score, 88-68.
There was a lot of momentum swings throughout the game, but we were able to just keep our noses in front and then really extend late. So it was a real team effort and things are starting to come together. So we're building, we're getting better every week.
The Phoenix men also lifted when it counted to get up over the Cairns Marlins 99-94.